It's time to connect with a coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins. AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment, your way. Bruce, heading into last night's game, the group had talked about wanting to play up to its standard, that it's set for itself. Were you able to meet that mark yesterday?
Eventually. Not the start we wanted, but we found our legs in the second period. And like a lot of nights, when something good happens for us, we build off it and build off it in a hurry. And I think that's one of the good characteristics of our team. We can find that switch and get the energy level up. I thought the first period wasn't bad, but for a team coming off back-to-backs, Ottawa, we clearly want to get better starts at home. And that'll be the same tonight. You know, it's been addressed, and hopefully we're able to do that. But at the end of the day, you play the game in front of you, they end up scoring first. We've been able to come back a number of times this year and take a hold of the game. I think last night was the case again.
David Pastrnak, even the game last night with a power play goal, and beyond that, the energy that they got from that power play goal, what did it spark in the way that top line needs to play?
Well, they needed something good to happen. They didn't have a great first period. I thought they had a real good first shift coming out of the second period. You know, they got a puck deep, they won it, they cycled it, Berge gets a great look from the bumper, and Kid makes a good save in there. At the end of the day, it gets them going. Listen, any offensive line, when they start producing, they get their mojo back, and I think that's what's hopefully going to take place with that line.
You had talked also about the bottom two lines here in the last week or so, especially with the way that Achari, Schaller, Wingles, they all played yesterday. Did it help reestablish some momentum that you want to see from those two groups, your bottom two lines, heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, and you want that line. I mean, they've been fairly healthy most of the year. Timmy hasn't missed a game. Corrali up until a couple weeks ago, and Noel for the most part. Now Wingles is in that mix, so it's been a constant for us. So it was nice to have that back. You can use him to change momentum for physicality, matchup purposes, so that's good. The third line, it's undergone a little bit of a transformation here just because of, you know, Riley Nash's injury. He was kind of the glue on that line all year, so we've had to work around it a little bit lately, moving Backus around, but yes, it was nice to see them reemerge, contribute offensively. You need that, you know, secondary scoring. We got it last night.
How encouraged were you by what you saw from the twosome in your top pair, Charlie McAvoy and Zdeno Chara, playing together?
Very comforting to see them back to where they need to be, what they can do, with how they can be effective and play 23, 24 minutes. And especially Charlie, he had missed more time than Z's. He's played a lot of hockey in this league. You knew he's going to find his game. But, you know, Charlie had missed some time, and, you know, he's a young guy. So mentally, how was he going to handle that? Was he going to try to do too much, which I think happened the first couple games. He wanted to get right back to where he was when he left off, and that's a big ask. So he took some steps last night, and hopefully today takes another step so that Thursday he's getting closer.
So here we are at game 82. When you look back at the entire regular season, where were those turning points? What has put this team, when you look back, on the cusp of an Eastern Conference title?
Well, LA's the easy one. We got out of a losing streak there and found our identity a little bit and got some confidence and be able to win on the road, being comfortable in low-scoring games. And then the streak running through Christmas there into January, I think we just got ourselves going. And then I think for first place was that homestand. We ripped off six in a row, knowing that March was going to be a tough month. We were just trying to stay ahead of the Toronto Maple Leafs and see if we could get home ice to open the first round. And all of a sudden now we're pushing Tampa. And what looked like, you know, a bit of an opportunity loss last week up there, they played really well. They beat us in their building, and here we are with that opportunity again. So however it turns out tonight, we're in a good place going forward. But hey, it is an opportunity to play for the Eastern Conference Championship in the regular season. And I think our guys are up for the task and hopefully put our best foot forward here.
Now, this is not your first rodeo, but when you look back, what's it been like being behind the bench for the first full year in Boston for you?
Very rewarding year. Challenging, very challenging. A lot of different things came up this year, and everyone knows that followed the team. We've been through a lot of different players, a number of different injuries, combinations. We fought through some adversity, but enjoyable as well. It's a really good group in there. And like I said, no matter what happens tonight, I'm excited about this group going forward. Listen, it's not easy to win in this league. We won 50 times this year, hopefully 51, and they're all good teams in the playoffs, so anything can happen. We saw that last year with Nashville. We saw it with Ottawa. So we're excited to be in the position we're in. We got one more to go, take a couple days off and regroup, but that's the type of year it's been. I think the fans, the support we've gotten too, I think there's a buzz around the team, and rightfully so. The players have earned that, you know, that recognition this year, and it's good to see the Bruins back.
Across those 6 months, did you learn anything about yourself or about your group?
Well, yeah, the resiliency, about the leadership, the ability of the young guys to handle moments. So for me, what did I learn? There's probably, you know, a lot of different things. Patience and endurance. coming from the American League, you play all weekend, you get all week to rest. So it's like a college schedule. Here, it's every second night. So you've got to learn to put some things behind you and get ready for the next team. And the phrase we use a lot is play the game in front of you. Live in the moment. And we've done a real good job of that. And as a coach, I think I've learned to do that and not worry too much about what happened two or three games ago or look forward to the game three games down the road. Just play the one in front of you.
Last thing, and you touched on this a little bit earlier, it's about the start tonight. What will help the Bruins get out on the right foot tonight in the opening 20 minutes against the Panthers?
Well, it'd be nice to score first, but how do you do that? Well, you should control the play, not allow any odd man rushes or easy chances. Good discipline. They don't take a lot of penalties, so our penalty kill's been real good, and we've been disciplined. But give yourself the best chance to get the lead. And how do you do that? Again, you play in their end, win pucks, start with pucks, and have your legs and energy. And I think we will. It's just, for me, it's the mental challenge when you get this late in the season to keep that mind sharp and focused on the task at hand. But I think the guys realize playoffs are just around the corner. This is the last test before we get in there, so I think we'll be ready to go.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Panthers are coming up next.